Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Has he brought the best out of Baker, or has he brought better out of Baker? Do we know it's the best?
I don't know.
Let's bring
in Jeff Schwartz from the Action Network.
I would argue it better not be the best, because Baker Mayfield better be better. Better be better.
Better be better.
Darn right. Jeff Schwartz with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What say you, Jeff?
Well, I guess the question is, what do you think Baker Mayfield's ceiling is, right? Do you think, how much better do you think Kitchens can get him in a whole offseason, get him into, you know, being a more efficient quarterback, not throwing so many turnovers, not taking so many chances, right? I think you do worry, though, that you bring in like a Todd Haley, for example, who doesn't bring out any good in Baker Mayfield, and that's the concern I have. If you're not keeping Kitchens, in my opinion, if you're hiring an offensive head coach, if you're hiring a Mike McCarthy, who I don't really think is going to be a good fit there, or Josh McDaniels, or I don't even know who else they would hire to be an offensive coach, then you can't keep Kitchens, because that's a different offense. He's not going to be running the same offense that Kitchens runs. So if you keep Kitchens, which it seems like the Browns are trying to do, is they've blocked all his interview requests, that you hire a defensive coach, and you let Kitchens run the offense, and you let the defensive coach obviously run the defense. So that's how it sounds like maybe the Browns are doing it, because, like I said, if you bring Josh McDaniels in, for example, he's going to run his offense. He's going to run what he's done with New England. Why? He's not going to let Freddie Kitchens run Freddie Kitchens' offense unless they're exactly the same thing.
So Jeff, I mean, like Bull says, just hire him as the head coach. Don't let him get out the door if you think he's that special. You think that's a good move? And would that change the dynamic between Baker and Freddie? Because he's always had Freddie is his, you know, in his back pocket, right? He's always there with him, all the meetings and stuff. You can go become the head coach. Things change a little bit.
Yeah, look, I think that we have to be careful with that, because, you know, a head coach is more involved than just coaching the offense. Of course, that's what he'll focus on, right? Play with both defensive coaches and offensive coaches, right? They primarily focus on their side of the ball in meetings and installs and things like that. But look, as the coach, you're setting the tone for your team. You have to make decisions in the game. You have to, you know, do administrative things. You have to set a practice schedule. You have to discipline your players. You have to set a routine up, right? All these things that you have to have maybe a little bit of experience, even being an offensive coordinator, where you are the guy who's doing some of these little things, right? You're setting up a practice script. You're running your own meetings. You're doing things like that. And so, look, like Sean McVay, first-time head coach, not really having to do that stuff, it's not so easy to do that. So I'm not sure that that's the answer, just hire him as a head coach because we want to keep him. I would try to go the defensive route and say, look, if we hire this defensive coach, then Freddie Kitchens has to stay. I'm not sure the solution is, hey, just be a head coach. It'll work out because it worked for Sean McVay, and that's why we're going to do it. And look, Sean McVay, for example, I mean, has it worked, right? I mean, the goal is to win a Super Bowl, right? And they didn't win last year. I don't think they're going to win this year. So I don't think Kitchens should be the head coach. Give him a couple years to do more administrative-type things in positions, and maybe he'll be ready for that.
Yeah, Jeff, my only take to that is, when I said that, like, if the Browns feel John Dorsey, if John Dorsey feels that I can't replace Freddie Kitchens, I got to have Freddie Kitchens, then my thought was, if he feels that way, then you keep him as head coach. And my reasoning is that, okay, let's say you hire Matt Eberflus from the Colts or some other defensive coach, and you make Freddie Kitchens the OC. Well, if he does great and the Browns' offense is fantastic next year, well, next year somebody's taking him as head coach most likely.
No, that's very fair, and because the way the system works, right, the Browns can deny all requests this year for offensive coordinator positions because you cannot move laterally in the NFL. I don't think they can deny requests for head coach.
That's right.
I think they might be able to.
No, you're right.
They can't.
They can't for head coach. No.
Yeah. They can't for head coach. So So, you know, but I don't think teams view him. And I think that's telling, right, is that not a lot of teams are going out of their way to interview him to be a head coach yet. So the Browns would be basically promoting him without anyone else showing any interest in him as a head coach. But you're right. If he has a good year next year, he's gone. I mean, that's 100% going to happen. So I don't know what the situation, I don't know what the solution is. I think you have to look at who your candidate for head coach might be before you decide to promote Freddie Kitchens to that spot. What if you do get a Mike McCarthy, who, look, I've said I don't necessarily know if he works with Baker Mayfield, but he's been a good head coach. He's won 10 games, like, every year. Roger's been healthy. So, you know, hiring him, are you going to pass on hiring Mike McCarthy for Freddie Kitchens, who's never been in this position before? That's the dilemma that John Dorsey has.
How important is it, you think, like, the culture? You mentioned, you know, some of the routine type stuff of being a head coach. Like, you know, obviously Freddie has not done that. Freddie's run a good offense here. Is it more important when you look at the qualities of a coach, Jeff, that you look for somebody? Like you know that McCarthy knows how to run a model organization, and Dorsey would trust that he would run it very similar to the way he did in Green Bay.
I think that's important. Look at Detroit, right? Matt Patricia, late to team meetings. Really? You expect your players to be on time for team meetings, and you can't be on time
Pathetic.
For team meetings? Like, I played with Tom Coughlin, right? When everything was 5 minutes early. The facilities, all the clocks were 5 minutes ahead, so it wasn't like a big deal when you're in the facility, except when you're in the toilet and you're like on your phone before a meeting and you realize that, like, oh, I'm supposed to be there at 7:55, not 8 a.m. That's the only part that's difficult under that schedule. but yeah, look, discipline is very important. If you're disciplined in the little things you do in life, then you're disciplined in the big things you do in life, which happens to be on the football field in this case. So I do think it's important. You know, how do you rest your guys? You know, like, we have four teams this week on bye weeks, right? How do you, if you're Andy Reid or you're Sean Payne or you're Belichick or you're Sean McVay, how do you practice this week? How do you do that? I mean, that's up to the head coach. Coach, trainer, figuring that thing. So little things like that. How do we set our camp schedule? Do we go away for camp? Do we scrimmage with anybody? Like, little things like this. And, yeah, first-time coaches can do it. It's not unheard of. But also, like I said, he's only been running his own meetings for like 2 months now.
Right.
I mean, that you know, being in front of an entire team and presenting yourself every day as a head coach, you know, obviously as an OC, you're just in front of, you know, just in front of the offense. So those little things, I think, take time. And maybe he's ready for that. I'm not, you know, there every day. Maybe John Dorsey feels that way. But I kind of feel like he would have already kind of gotten the job. I mean, they've had to do their interviews to, you know, for the Rooney Rule and things like that. But I feel like if they liked him that much, they would have already given him the job.
We're talking with Jeff Schwartz of the Action Network. Jeff, I know I have no experience in the NFL as a coach or a player, but the Bengals have called my boss, and they've requested permission to interview me for the head coaching job in Cincinnati. Do you think I should agree to do the interview? What do you think?
How do they even consider Hugh Jackson? Like, he's what, 3-36 or 4-something? Like,
yeah, 3-36-1.
When you sit down for the interview,
yeah.
By the way, how funny is it that the Browns kept the Steelers out of the playoffs like twice by tying them and also not beating the Ravens?
Yeah,
it's really funny to me.
That is true.
And the Steelers are more dysfunctional than the Browns now, which is
yes.
Also pretty hilarious. But like, you go into that meeting with Mike Brown, and he says, "Hey Hugh, like, what went wrong?" He just, of course, he's going to blame everyone but himself.
Yeah.
But like, what do you look at and say, like, "Hey, you would be a good head coach for us"? I mean, I don't see it. So, look, the Bengals, I think, if you look at the open jobs, I think the Broncos and the Bengals feel like the worst gigs. Not very good quarterbacks, not historically losing the Bengals, obviously, but, you know, John Elway has not been a really good general manager. He got Peyton Manning to show up, which helped them win the championship, which, you know, you credit him for doing that, but it seems like those jobs are just bad. Obviously, you're not going to turn down a job. I think I saw Josh McDaniels be like, I'm not interviewing with Cincinnati. I'm just not doing it.
Jeff, we do have some real football this weekend, of course, off the field stuff. Leave that aside now. Some interesting matchups. They're all pretty much pick-ems, except the Bears-Eagles games. I know you get down on these games a lot. Who do you like this weekend?
I like the Chargers probably +3 the best. There's many reasons for this. I'm writing about it actually for the Action Network. It should be up Larry, I got a couple more things to add. You know, I feel like in non-divisional rematches, especially when they're so close together like this, it really favors the team that lost, because the Chargers can look at that game and say, look, here's where the Ravens got us, right? They rushed the passer, and obviously if you get beat one-on-one up front, you know, you can't change that maybe. But, you know, there are three sacks I identified where the Ravens just attack the running back in pass protection. And you, as a Chargers offense, you can decide, hey, we'll send the back out and route every time, or we'll have them go across the formation, or we'll go to empty. There's things the Chargers can do to negate some of the stuff the Ravens did to them. You know, tight man coverage and rush the passer. I mean, just screens work well against that. Obviously, if you can protect it all against that, that can work well. So the Chargers, in my opinion, can change a little bit more of themselves than the Ravens can. And the flip side of that matchup, look, the Ravens offense didn't play very well against San Diego, Los Angeles. They're negative 40 in rushing DVOA that game. And they weren't very good, only 16 points. And their red zone offense has been atrocious with Lamar Jackson. They've scored 10 touchdowns and 23 chances so far. Speaking about that, real quick, the Browns got screwed a bunch this year on officiating issues. Like that should have been a touchdown in Baltimore last week. The Chargers scored a touchdown on a false start. Like the Browns had some bad luck this year with referees. Raiders game, it was all bad this year for them. I feel bad.
That false start was one of the worst missed calls.
One of the worst ever.
but like we constantly see referees just let plays play out now because
yeah,
you know,
right.
At least that guy
like
got fired.
What happens and it didn't happen obviously on Sunday. So I like the Chargers there. I think the Bears and Eagles, that's a huge number. It feels like six is too much for the Bears with Trubisky. The Eagles, for whatever reason, they play well with Nick Foles. And the Bears are not – I just offensively, I don't know if I trust them to cover six in this game. And then I like the underdogs in the other two games. The problem is not all these underdogs are going to win, so I'm going to be wrong probably somewhere unless it's a really odd weekend. I like Seattle. I got them at +3. It's now at 1 or 1.5. I like that number better at 3 than I do at 1 or 1.5. Probably like the Cowboys there. And then the Colts. The Colts is better than the Texans. I mean, if you look at
yep.
all their advanced stats, they're just a better team than Houston. They just beat them about a month ago in Houston. We talk about non-divisional rematch. This is a divisional rematch. They know each other well. It comes down to who's the better team, and the Colts are the better team.
I got the Colts as my sleeper team to make the Super Bowl, Jeff. What do you think?
You know, the AFC is wide open. I'm obviously – a Chiefs fan with yep. my brother playing there, but that defense is atrocious. And really, the only team that I see, like the Chiefs would have to match up with the Texans in the third would be the AFC Championship game because the Texans are the third seed. And I mean, they're the team I think the Chiefs could probably beat the most because, you know, they're not good up front and offensive line. And I don't know. The Chiefs secondary is, I know, bad, but they kind of make plays at times. But the matchup for them in the divisional round is going to be bad. Ravens, Chargers, or Colts, all terrible. All teams run the football well. They play good defense. They're all just bad matches. The Chiefs' defense is so bad. How do you trust a defense that's 32nd? Like they're that bad on defense. And you can't be perfect on offense, especially in the playoffs. And if the Chiefs don't score like 28 points against one of these teams, they don't have a chance to win.
Yeah, good point. It's going to be fascinating to watch. It all starts Saturday. Jeff, good stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you again soon.
Same here. Clemson +6 Monday night.
Bonus pick. You think they're going to win or just cover?
They have a good thing. I think they'll cover for sure. The winning is going to be tough, I think. But no matter what, we're going to see this game again next year. So what does it matter?
Yeah, that's true. Same thing every year. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, man.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put put the spring back into your step and into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.